Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So. It's hair can neither be created nor destroyed. So you can just transfer it into your body.
The transfer of hair.
Aurora Boys here. Hi, my name's James Miller, and I am joined with...
the Bomber!
And...
It's 8:34. I'm tired. It's Pete O'Donohue. I've been awake since 10. Yeah. I'm so tired. I have a job now.
I've been awake since 10. Hey, it's
sure
noon.
Have a job.
It's noon 30. Some people are trying to sleep here.
Yeah, dude. Look, hi, it's Pete O'Donohue. How you doing? How y'all doing today? Welcome. It's the lore, number one fake history podcast. What do we say?
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah
whatever.
Fake internet.
Branding's not important on
fake
the internet.
Fake internet's number history one podcast. Atcha, boys, lore.
So you guys, you're pretty smart. You could read the title cards and you probably know what's going on. But these boys, they're still in the dark. So I'll start off with like the first three sentences from the lore opener. From the wiki, and you guys can guess, see if you can guess the topic today. Think of one in your head, and I feel like you might already know what it is. But if you don't,
I feel like I could mime it pretty effectively. Like we could charades this pretty effectively on my end.
I think you know it then.
Okay.
You know
yeah.
Okay.
I figured if I said just that much, because it's a pretty easy charade.
Yeah. So in a fictional land known as the Crystal Kingdom, a wizard rules from his large castle, known as the Crystal Castle. The life force of the kingdom is made up of seven crystals that rest on the spires of the Crystal Castle. And the wizard is accompanied by a pair of magical sentient gloves.
Glover.
Oh, it is Glover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I can mime the glove pretty easy.
That's so funny. This is a fucking request, isn't it? Like somebody requested Glover for some reason.
No, it's just been a strange obsession of mine since early in the podcast.
I think people might have echoed Jamie's inclination to do Glover in our Discord, where Jamie's like, I think I'm gonna do Glover someday, and I think people have been like, do it, you coward. Here we are.
I think it's only been in our private elite the boys Discord channel, because I just searched Glover on the server and it's just, I am not doing Glover, no, unless Jimmy has Glover chambered, and then it's me. Several days before that, we getting that promised Glover episode. That was like a month ago now.
There you go. Yeah.
For like 3 years, I've tried writing one and I just keep putting it down because I'm like, what's the through line in a fucking magic glove that rides a ball around?
Yeah.
It's too dense, clearly. You had to find.
Exactly.
You needed to meditate on this one.
Yeah.
Which I think it's worth it.
And I mean, Jamie, I'm going to go ahead and say you've already buried the lead here because. We're presupposing that these are animate gloves that accompany this wizard.
Yeah,
what's the glove origin? You know, that's
canon. Like he enchanted his gloves or something ahead of time. But these gloves, they're doing their thing beforehand. Yeah.
If I was a wizard, it's so much faster than just sitting on your left hand for an hour to get a mysterious stranger, right?
I will say I'm like stopping myself because I have like a million questions, and I assume we're either going to cover everything. I think we're going to cover everything that exists, and every other question I have, it just can't be answered, right? So
I can do my absolute best to answer your questions.
I got
a lot of research today.
I got to bite my tongue for now because I have to assume you're either going to get to it, or if you don't, then I'll ask it, right?
Yeah, so automated hands, not so bad, right? Like getting from place to place, if your car drove itself, you know, all your chores in the morning, what if your hands just drove themselves? I can kind of see how.
Yeah, self-driving hands is exactly what I'm fucking waiting for.
Self-driving hands.
Yeah, there was that one. The sensors were all messed up, and instead of cutting his steak, he cut his arm off.
Yeah, yeah. That classic YouTube video. It's definitely a skit of like the guy with the prosthetic arm, and he's fiddling with it, presses a switch, and it just starts doing the jerk off motion on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Classic.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Is this a prequel to Deus Ex where Adam Jensen loses his hands and then he gets like just two cartoonish gloves installed?
This was Hamburger Helper's attempt at trying to get into the younger audience. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, which came first? Hamburger Helper must have come first, right? That's like a 70s thing, I think.
Oh, yeah, must have.
I'll Jamie pull up the clip while you guys go. All right, get into this. Let's get going.
Look up specifically, Glover, though, Peter, before you jump into that, look up specifically the Hamburger Helper current glove mascot, because Hamburger Helper might have been a thing, but the glove mascot might be more recent.
Yeah, yeah. I know how to do a fucking lore podcast, dude. I can do this. Don't worry.
Just say it.
It used to be a side profile of a cow looking and smiling or something like that.
It used to be a carpenter working on a barn and a cow handing him a hammer, you know? So right. He's made a hamburger and he's helping. He's a helper.
Okay, so it's from the 70s. Hamburger Helper itself predates Glover. Okay.
And the mascot?
1998 for Blood. I mean, 1998 for Glover, by the way.
Okay. They had, Jesus Christ, tuna helper, fruit helper. Ugh. Chicken helper, Asian helper, which that's awful.
That's bad. That's bad. That's bad that you're listing all these animals and then Asian. But
yeah, a whole grain helper, pork helper, and then hamburger helper, microwave singles, which is also terrible. But it starts in the 70s. I'll find out. So
just grab a handful of beef, throw it in the bowl, you microwave it. You're good. Yeah. So
the glove has to be from the 70s because someone made a movie in 1979 that featured the Hamburger Helper oven mitt as a killer glove. Okay. So the glove is from the 70s. Beautiful. I don't know what the date is, but there we go. We got it.
Beautiful.
This is great because I feel like Hamburger Helper lore is already deeper than Glover lore.
We covered it a lot.
So do you guys have any experience with the game before we dive in?
No,
never. I feel like I heard about it for the first time in probably 2017 or 2018, something like that.
I remember seeing the box at the Blockbuster in Il Perot, and I just never rented it.
So it's a 1998 platforming video game by Interactive Studios and published by Hasbro Interactive, which Hasbro you don't see on video games so often
all that
anymore.
Often, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more in the toy region.
The new G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
Hasbro owns like Wizards of the Coast, so they also do like Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering. Like they're huge. Yeah.
They own some mobile games as well at this point that probably have to do with cartoons and toys. So N64, it came out on first in 1988, and then it was followed by Windows release, which those are both cool if you want to play them on PC and N64. That's the best way to play them. It came out on a
can I play
it on port in 1999.
Can I play either of them on my Apple Macintosh?
Not yet, but maybe soon in the future. We'll see.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So the game, if you've never seen it before, it features a four-fingered glove named Glover, and he runs around like you might if you use your fingers to walk with, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the your index and your middle finger?
Isn't he?
Yeah, the Jack Black like walk-in thing in the handshake.
Doesn't he walk backwards on a ball?
So there is a ball involved, too.
Okay.
There's a ball involved. And on the normal mode, you do have to walk backwards to angle the ball. But on easy mode, it doesn't invert the controls on you, so you can just go for it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So I just said walk backwards, not assuming it would be an actual gameplay mechanic, but just thinking like, that's how I would walk with my fingers on a ball if I wanted to go forward. You'd have to walk backwards, right? So I'm glad that the devs actually incorporated it.
Nobody's going to believe this. Everyone knows how hands work. No one's going to take this seriously if it doesn't work properly.
Where's the realism in my Crystal Kingdom enchanted glove game?
Yeah.
There's probably crossover with all the things. You got the hamburger helper hand, you've got the Glover hand, you got the Adams family hand. They all go hang out at a bar together. Or something.
Yeah, three hands walk into a bar. Yeah.
Three disembodied hands walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Which one of you is a rabbi?" And then
I need it so this joke works. You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, he plays the hand. It looks like a white glove that you run around on your fingers. And there's also balls that you have to collect and put through a hoop, basically at the end of the level, through a mix of
you're collecting
platforming
balls.
And puzzle. Yeah, okay. The reason for it is remember those seven crystals we talked at the beginning?
Yeah,
that were atop the crystal castle.
Okay, wait. Can Pete and I try and guess how collecting balls connects to these crystals on top of the spires of this castle?
I'd love it if you did. And the glove is magical. He has magical powers that plays into it.
So he can cast spells and stuff.
Yes. Does he do a little pistol to shoot a magic ray?
So
yes, he can. He does, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, my lore guess is that the crystals shatter at some point. Pieces of it scatter throughout the land, and he casts a magic spell to turn them into balls to make them easier to transport as a disembodied hand. That's my guess. That's my guess.
Not the worst guess, honestly. Not the worst guess.
Okay.
It's close to the truth. It's not, you didn't hit the truth right in the bullseye, but you're definitely on the board.
A C+, okay. Just like this podcast.
I don't know if the crystals would have been destroyed. Maybe the seven crystals are scattered to seven different themed worlds.
That's a given.
Absolutely a given. Yeah. I mean, I am playing Mario Odyssey, and it's, 12 themed worlds?
Yeah. So one crystal lands, and, you've got, the verdant field land and desert land, and then you get into the weird, more esoteric shit, the chocolate cake land or whatever.
There's hamburger land, tuna land,
Oh man.
Yeah.
Melancholic despair land or microwave safe beef land, whichever title you prefer. But microwave your beef land is the hell stage, basically.
Oh my god. Yeah. You could never get the stink of tuna land out of your glove, honestly.
Oh god, yeah.
So I'm going to say the crystals were scattered to the seven themed worlds, collecting the balls, I don't know, unlock some kind of gate, or they're like a recipe for something.
Maybe it's like the enemy is like Ball Man, and he's like unleashing his balls upon the land.
Oh, yeah.
These are not bad. I was going to get into a bit of the pregame history, but just to let you know how close you kind of were.
We've been edging, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, please
do. I'll give you a bit. I won't give you the whole thing, but... the balls, the crystals were actually going to fall off of their spires. And in the last ditch effort to save the crystals, because these are really weak crystals that can shatter, the glove turns them into bouncy balls, but they bounce away so far that he can't get them out.
Okay. I mean, I got it pretty good. I'm bumping myself up to a B on that one.
You were honestly
self assessment.
They didn't shatter, so my scatter to the four winds was definitely also close. I get half points for that one.
Nobody wins in Glover.
Nobody wins in love and Glover.
All's fair in glove and war.
Well, there you go.
So this, I told you a little bit about it. You play as a glove and you have to bring the ball around. But some cool background facts: they had a pretty good marketing budget. They sponsored the WWF in 1998.
Hell yeah. This is that Hasbro money stepping in. By the way, we own the toys rights to Transformers, Ninja Turtles, and G.I. Joe in the late 90s. Yeah, fuck yeah, we'll pay fucking Patrick McMahon to fucking show Glover.
Yeah, their slogan, which you can go back and listen to these if you YouTube old Glover WWF things.
Oh, you know,
it could also be it could be a safe sex ad, because their slogan is "Gotta love the glove."
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Another part of their advertising campaign, which I looked up the video for, and it's awesome. It was really aggressive. Instead of building up their own game, they attacked other popular games at the time.
Oh, it was a smear campaign.
Oh, good. Yeah. All's fair, glove and war. Right?
All's fair, glove and war. Yeah.
So, like, at first they show, like, a Final Fantasy-esque character with a giant sword, and then the ball comes out of nowhere, bounces off the sword, and hits the person in the face, and they fall off screen. Then it's Tomb Raider, like, discount Lara Croft is just, like, flying across on a, on like, a vine or something.
Sure, yeah.
She gets hits in the face with a ball and falls off the vine. Then there's, like, a Contra/Doom guy, like, firing guns up into the air.
Okay, yeah.
The ball just hits him directly in the nuts and his face goes red and steam comes out his ears.
Okay.
And then it's, and then it's like, Glover, buy Glover.
Buy Glover.
I love old 90s marketing that was like super hostile all the time, but the one that was hostile to the fans was always the best, where it was like, it's like, what are you not playing Glover, you stupid fucking idiot? Yeah. Why aren't you doing that?
It's like if a Glover ad was in the 2010s, it'd be fucking Steve Kramer on Mad Money, like, Glover is so hot right now, hitting a big red button. Buy stocks of Glover!
But you know what? It obviously worked because all of us remember Glover today, right?
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Glover and... What I remember most about Glover was every kid on the bus saying, I bought Glover. And I remember that distinctly. All of them being like, I bought Glover. I mean, their parents probably
bought it. Allowance pennies? Yeah, dude.
And my neighbor had it. The Hintons had it up the street, so I'd go and play it at their place. And that was always good fun.
That's interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I loved about growing up in the country. One of the things that I definitely missed out on was the... so like you have like a network of people who have this game or that game and you're like, okay, yeah. Well, I want to play that. So I'm going to go to this person's house today. You know,
easy access to Glover is the best part about rural Ontario.
Well, cause it's, le gars qui fait des gains, I guess, in Quebec, legally speaking.
Oh, it'd be like un Glover. EUR and Glovers.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
EUSE.
Le Glover specific. Ou la Glovers.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
There's for all our French speaking listeners.
There's something there with the invisible hand in economics, too, right? Like, let's say fire attitude with Glover moving it over.
Adam Smith like often wrote about the magic glove that guides the market, right?
Yeah, invest in the WWF and spirit campaign. That's what
yeah. Okay, good. Excellent.
So gameplay-wise, what makes this its own game? It's actually pretty unique for the time. There's, like, the market was completely oversaturated with, like, Mario doing jumpy things. Like, platformers, everyone was copying Mario, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how you've just briefly transitioned into being an old man there, where you're just like, Mario doing his jumpy thing.
I mean, Mario did the jumpy thing best. I think it's pretty fair to say at this point.
Yeah,
I'm a Rayman simp. You know that.
I've been playing Origins again on Switch and having a great time with it. It brings me to such a peaceful place. I don't know what it is about Rayman.
I mean, if it's available on Switch, maybe I'll pick it up because I own a Switch now. So
you should.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very good. It was on sale last week. I don't know if it still is. But
God damn it, anyways. Jamie! That doesn't help.
Yeah.
Oh wait, but at time of recording will be a week ago. Wait a minute.
So Glover, he has a jump, a double jump, a ground pound, and this is all when he's on his own. He has different controls when you are with the ball and not holding the ball. So if you're just a regular old glove, you can do things that you couldn't do without the ball.
Okay.
Or with the ball.
Does he walk on his ring and middle fingers to use his index and pinky as arms, or his thumb and pinky as arms?
Yeah, he right like so. He has no thumb; it's four fingers.
Oh, okay, classic.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's just like
no thumb.
Yeah, what? He couldn't even open a jar. Dude.
Why would the wizard? Why would a wizard enchant anything that didn't have thumbs?
Or maybe. Does he just have three on the bottom? I gotta look him up now.
I mean, yeah, we're all looking him up now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, if you type Glover...
you get Donald Glover.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. So you get Glover, or I at least get Glover video game on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But the sidebar on Google is just pictures of Childish Gambino.
Yeah. It's definitely like not part of the cultural zeitgeist anymore.
I would argue Glover has two thumbs. Glover has a thumb on either side of the palm, essentially.
They're kind of like, I don't know how to define his digits, to be honest. They don't really fit whatever we call our thumbs. Like, they are on the side. Like a thumb, if you're saying a thumb grows out of the side of your hand and fingers grow out of the top or the end of your hand, then yeah.
Peter, you're the tiebreaker. No thumbs, two thumbs. All thumbs? Who knows?
I would say two thumbs. All his fingers are the same length.
Wait.
So what?
But my thumb's not the same length as my fingers.
No, but all his fingers are the same length. So two thumbs, definitely. He does not have a pinky.
Okay.
He's like an elite hand from Halo. Guys,
just picture 1,000 people right now looking at their hands listening to this podcast.
Doing it. I'm holding my pinky and my thumb up to the camera because Peter is agreeing with me and I'm somehow disagreeing with his agreement with me. But
yeah.
My thumb is the same length as my pinky. Thumbs are shorter than fingers.
My pinky is smaller. I have a really tiny pinky.
You got small pinkies. I've always said it about you. Yeah.
Hey, you got a weak shocker there, buddy.
I have thumbs like way bigger than
that. Yeah, you do have good monkey thumbs.
You neglect the stink, some would say. You treat the pink very well, but you neglect the stink.
All right. Okay.
Who'd have thought that would make it into the loser titles, huh?
One of the cool animations I like about Glover is when he walks, and when you hover near the edge of something in like Gex or Mario, or whatever, they do like this, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Glover just sits down on the edge. He puts his little 2 feet over the edge.
Aw, that is adorable.
Yeah. It's not comfortable to do with your own hand. For the listeners at home, I'm making a kind of flat claw.
Yeah, Pete's just doing a claw, but I can kind of like put my hand on the edge of a table and it doesn't feel that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so bad, yeah.
Whoa, you guys gave me an idea. They could remarket this to white women and just call it White Claw instead of Glover.
Oh my god. I mean.
Oh yeah, because you want to go to the, you want to either get your actual vodka or your malt liquor White Glover before you, like, you know, your raspberry or black cherry Glover before you go to the park with the girls. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like mango.
White Claw, crunch at us.
I like White Claw. I said white women. I don't know why. Maybe because white was in the title. Everyone can enjoy a White Claw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
especially in Asian helper land or whatever.
Jeez. Yeah. Hamburger helper, don't crunch at us. Stay away from us.
Yeah. No. Hamburger helper, no thank you. We don't want your sponsorship. We don't want those hamburger helper bucks.
Yeah. I don't care if our money is ready in 15 minutes or less, okay? Get out of our emails. So you can jump, double jump, ground pound, and then while holding the ball, you can do like kind of a double jump by dribbling the ball, which also allows you to get the ball up like a stair or something like
that. Can I ask I don't know if you know this, but is it actually timing based or is it just like you double click it and it just looks like the animation plays out?
I think it's just like you press a button and it might be timing based where like for different heights. Because when I was watching it, it looked like, for example, there's this one puzzle where you're coming down like a pretty steep ramp and then there's a staircase right after it. So the challenge is with the speed to dribble at the right time to get up the staircase bounce back.
Yeah. That sounds super cool. I love the idea of being like the best secrets. Like you actually have to like time those jumps and then you have to time like a couple of them in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as I was watching, there's different ways to play the game. So some people would do the bouncing to get across like a really tough thing. Like picture like a maze type thing, but there's gaps instead of walls. And you have to get from one end to the other, but it's tilting back and forth like this.
Yeah.
So some people will just bounce right across the middle, but some will equip a heavier ball and try and move like through the actual maze.
You've got like gear slots for your different kind of Super balls.
Yeah. Yeah. So the default is bouncy beach ball, but we'll get into
Okay.
I gotta say, I am super on board to play Glover. This, and maybe it's because I've been playing Mario Odyssey a bunch and I'm just like, like pure platform. Like, I never played pure platformers as a kid. I think the most, like, the platformer I played the most was probably Mega Man X, which, like, isn't a pure platformer. It's a shooter slash platformer. And then the next pure, I think the first pure platformer I played was Super Meat Boy in high school. And
holy shit.
That clicked with me a lot too, where I played that game a ton. And like now Celeste and like all these other games, I've just always super enjoyed them, never given them that much time, you know?
Yeah. Glover, there may be a remake. They're teasing it in 2020.
Oh shit.
So
who owns the rights at this point?
Yeah. So yeah, you can bounce the ball, and then you can also do a thing where you throw the ball. So let's say you can't quite bounce high enough. Your throw has like a little bit of a higher arc on the top, so you can throw the ball up and then find a way with your glove to puzzle your way up there and meet the ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there's also combos.
These are the balls that you're picking up that are the crystal shard, right? So like
you're
like, in every level, it's you start as a glove, and then you have to go find a ball and get it to a point, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
And using your magic, you can change between four different types of ball, which you would use in different parts of the puzzle. But I'm almost there. Bouncy ball first. You can bounce it. You can toss it. You can bounce it, and then at the top of the dribble, toss it from there. Okay. So you can get, like, it's basically like a double jump. You can slap it, so that's good for getting far horizontal distances rather than vertical.
Okay.
So that's the long jump, basically, but for your ball.
Sure.
Zed
and then jump right after to make Mario long jump. Yeah.
Zed is actually canceling moves in this game rather than the crouch. Damn. I don't know how I know so much about the controls from just
That was my first thought, was like, that, did he play it? Like,
I got really into Glover today. What can I say?
It's out, like, shockingly from, like, honestly a shitty mascot marketed by Hasbro, like, in a very aggressive way. It's too bad that that's what they did, because it does sound actually fun as shit.
Yeah. And it's like a unique take on it. Like, you have to, apparently the best way to get at it is not thinking of it like you and the ball, but the ball is an extension of yourself and a way to get through the puzzles.
Yeah.
Stuff,
so. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Be the ball.
He's a monk.
You did say Jamie had to meditate on this, right? So
yeah.
P is an extension of yourself, because P comes from the balls.
That is true.
Very good. Where it is stored.
I have always said, while the stream is up, P is legally me. So if you slap my piss stream, it's like you're slapping me, and that's assault. Once my pee's on the ground, slap away, my friend. I don't care. That's no longer me. I've shed that
every
skin.
Every time Ethan pees, I get in there like a cat to yarn.
Just, yeah. He loves it. He loves it. And I've had to start locking the bathroom door. It's, you know. I used to enjoy a fresh morning pee with the door wide open in our communal lore boys apartment, but I can no longer enjoy such niceties.
No. Jamie's too aggressive in his old age. Yeah.
So another thing that's really cool, you can hold down the B button, and let's say you haven't found the crystal yet. He turns into like a little hand, and a thought bubble goes over his head, and he's like, ball this way, and he points to the direction of the ball.
Points it in the way. Oh, okay. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, it normally looks like a bouncy beach ball. It can be difficult to control, but you can... there's a few different forms of the ball that use your own magic to turn it into. So there's bowling ball. That's big old heavy ball for knocking things down
If you got to break your way through a destructible wall, you whip out the bowling
ball. Exactly that. Exactly that. Yeah. You've video gamed before, I see. also, if there's anything at the bottom of water, you use the bowling ball to sink to the bottom.
It's the iron boots or whatever.
I was just about to make the exact same reference to Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. I see you too, Peter, have video gamed before.
Yeah, good.
I'm glad we're all on the same page with our video gaming.
In the same family, instead of a bowling ball, you can become a ball bearing, which is less destructive, so no breakable walls, but it does go to the bottom of water. And it also moves quickly and has, like, very few bounce physics. So that's, like, when you want to stay stuck to the ground. Like, that puzzle I was saying earlier with, like, the like the slant changing back and forth and you got to go through a maze without falling over. Ball bearing would be good there if you're not going for the bounce strat because it keeps you on the ground.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
The Glover bounce strat.
Yeah. And then the fourth one, and the most risky one, is you could turn it back into its original crystal form.
Oh. But
is that like a sled that you just like straddle at that point?
It's a like a picture like a gem that's cut so many times, like it's like a D20 but with even more cuts. It's like a D40, so it has so many cuts you could just roll.
Okay,
like,
but
it still rolls. Okay, well
I assume it like randomly will like tilt your direction either left or right as you're kind of trying to go forward, so you have to like correct in real time.
Yeah, and it's also breaks. Like if you press the dribble button, you just smash it on the ground.
Shatter it. Oh no! Now I have 100 more balls to collect.
But the
upside Mazel Tov button, you just like smash it to the leg.
You can throw it too. Like throw it as far as you want.
Oh God!
Just watch it, right? Yeah. But the upside is the collectibles are worth double points if you collect them while being in crystal form.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Is there like
a replay value?
Yeah. Is there like a when you get the ball, you have to choose which form you want and then play the level, or can you like in real time like bouncy ball, to bowling ball, too? Real time? Yeah. Okay. So real it's time. Just like while you're rolling towards the collectible, you swap to the crystal ball, pick it up, and then swap back.
Is it like the C buttons or something?
That would make a lot of sense. I like that Jamie just said, I don't know how I know so much about the controls, and then you chose to quiz him on it.
Yeah. I know the C buttons are used for cheat codes in the start menu, but I don't... That would make sense because there's four of them,
That would make sense because
there's four of them. That occurred to me. Right?
Make a lot of sense. Make a lot of sense. I do love that Jamie's like, yeah, well, I did look up some of the cheat codes.
So the collectibles, they look like playing cards, but they're called Garibs, G-A-R-I-B-S. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean, but if you look it up online, it means strange or foreign in Arabic or poor in Hindu. But I don't think it's meant. I think they just made a word and it happened to be.
Oh, it's like a coincidental. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe they read. Maybe they read The Alchemist and were like, you know what? Arabic is cool now. We're gonna
got to get that strange. Yeah, so that's the mechanics, so you can picture kind of how it would work. Now we can get into the in-game story, so we touched a little bit onto it, but we can get into the meat of it now.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so like I said, the wizard's in the tower, he's working over his cauldron.
Just like the guy from the Monster Mash guy, he's working late in the lab one night.
Yeah, it was a Graveyard Smash. Yeah, so he's mixing sugar, spice, everything nice, whatever you do in a cauldron.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he accidentally adds the hamburger. He actually adds the
hamburger
grade A beef. And then it causes a large explosion. So it sends one glove flying out of the castle. That's our boy Glover. I'm assuming right hand. And then the left hand goes flying into the cauldron itself.
It's the bad guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's always the left or sinister twin.
Sinister, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do love that the only way to really tell the silhouette of a hand is which side the thumb is on. But as we established earlier, he's got a thumb on either side, so
it
might as well be the same hand, right?
Yeah.
It's the left hand has like an eye patch on over one of its fingernails. That's how you know which one it is. Like how it's the evil one.
I feel like I've said in the past that, and I don't mean to derail you too much, but I feel like I've said in the past that people in the past must have been fucking stupid. But like the left hand is a left handed person is the work of the devil has to be one of the prime examples of that. Just like hey, this guy's using his other hand. What the
My
fuck?
Grandmother was educated at her elementary school in Greece.
Yeah, yeah.
Like taught her to be right handed, but she was born left handed.
Yeah, the slap on the wrist if you use your left hand in class. Yeah.
Yeah, which is it's shockingly stupid. Even so, for the past.
Something that I heard. So, like mental disorders, people who are left-handed are more likely to have mental disorders than right-handed people. There's something with like in the brain, like when your brain is developing and you have some type of like either like major depression or like anxiety and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Left-handed people have higher rates than right-handed people. I don't know if that's our past people like saying everyone you're a fucking demon so they become depressed. Or maybe like the schizophrenic people were left-handed, so they're like, that guy's got the devil in him.
I'm gonna say that's okay, a crazy thing to say on the internet without citing a source, my man.
You know, I learned it in my psych degree, but
Sorry. Okay. I thought you were just like, yeah, I saw it on Facebook, like most of the people that would probably have told me that statistic.
Yeah. The vaccine makes you left-handed. Don't take it.
Yeah. The government wants us all to be left-handed. I mean, there's practical application to it in the past where, because when you used inkwells, the ink took time to dry, and left-handed people will know you will smudge the page when you're writing because you're dragging your hand across it, essentially. Unlike me, who I write with my right hand, but I do like I write upside down with my right hand and basically like pull my whole arm across the page.
Why?
So I don't know. Maybe I'm secretly left-handed, and you know the devil was like, no, they're on to me. I got to possess this boy to use his right hand.
So there's a researcher in Jaden Webb is his name, and he found that left-handed people in 2013 were more likely to have mental disorders such as schizophrenia, depression, and stuff like that. But they redid the study in 2019, and they found that 11% of the patients had mood disorders, which is really similar to the standard general public. So that it's been moved. Since I got my degree, it's worthless.
It's been debunked. Yeah, I mean, the only point I was trying to make, I wasn't trying to put you on blast. I was just trying to tell our listeners, please do your own research. Please please look up the lore of Glover and ensure that it's true and what we've told you is accurate before you go to Bar Trivia and try and sue us for having told you the wrong Glover facts, okay?
So I posted in the chat the left hand, or he... he fell into the cauldron, right?
His name is Crossbad. I don't have to see which side the thumb is on. I can tell just by looking at him that he is the bad hand.
That's a left hand if I ever saw one.
He's got red eyes. His face, like, it's all stitched up mouth like a scarecrow kind of thing. He's pretty evil. Like, he's bigger too.
He does kind of look like Scarecrow from Batman if he was a hand. I think it's fair to say.
But don't worry, Glover fell out of the window. He didn't need a hand. He was all right. And the explosion causes the land to become distorted. Rumble, rumble, rumble.
Okay.
And the crystals fall from their spires and tumble towards the ground. And like I told you, quick finger gun action from Glover. It turns them all into rubber balls, but the downside of that is they bounce away so far away he can't find them anymore.
I love this like beautiful moment where Glover is like finger gun hand pointing at the falling crystals, and then goes over to his brother, who's clearly undergoing a magical transformation, and he's just like trying to decide who to save, who to let die, you know? And he chooses the crystals over his own brother.
Glover's like a sniper, like with having a moral conundrum. Yeah.
It's Keanu Reeves in Point Break, looking at pointing at Patrick Swayze and then turning his gun up into the air and just firing it up into the air. And
going, but his whole body's just a glove. So he's just finger pistol into the air.
And he unloads his clip into the air, and then rubber balls just rain down around him.
He's got to hold his breath so he doesn't have sway in his
hand
before he takes his shot. So he's like to save the crystals. The crystals also are like the secret to all of the happiness and like good stuff in the kingdom.
Okay,
completely unspecified, but as soon as they're gone, shit starts to look evil.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So Glover realizes he's got to find these seven crystals. Because they bounced away. He had the foresight to save them, but not to turn them into something else, like a bowling ball that wouldn't roll away real quick. But
yeah, or just a cube that wouldn't even go anywhere at all because it's got corners.
If he did bowling balls off the rip, it would have been just like, boom, like craters.
Yeah,
all around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Devastation reigns.
So he's got to go find them. So he does do video game things where he goes to Hamburger Town, he goes to all the other towns. I don't need to keep saying it.
Oh, but one is is this Loreboy's canon or is one canonically Hamburger Town?
Oh yeah, I didn't look up the names of the place. Like one looks like a meadow, one's got grass around, one's like a but like they're all different puzzles. Like one's a staircase.
Yeah. I, and again, I've said it a few times. I'm playing Super Mario Odyssey right now, and there is like the food land. So now I'm actually picturing that Glover does go to Hamburger Helper Land. You know.
Earthworm Jim and Rayman is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Earthworm Jim, Rayman.
Yeah. That's it. It's not unheard of that this could have happened. You know, a parallel universe, really, we're like the second best of all possible realities. And the best one is the one where Glover goes to Hamburger Helper Land, right? And just like
it absolutely is
meets his father essentially, and it's just like
who's the Hamburger Helper glove, obviously
it turns out that the wizard never enchanted any gloves. He just kidnapped some people from the Hamburger Helper Land and made them into his his like slaves / workshop apprentices, I guess. Sure,
we got Atlantis,
okay,
we got Carnival,
okay,
that's
we got pirates.
All peak 90s game settings so far.
Yeah. Okay. There's three more. No, you're not going to be able to guess it. Prehistoric.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next two is Fortress of Fear.
The castle one.
Yeah. And Out of This World.
Space.
Yeah.
You got it. No food per se, but Carnival's probably got a snack or two.
They had cotton candy enemy or something.
I picture Glover getting caught with the ball in the cotton candy machine and just getting like rolled around, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to dribble out, essentially.
Yeah.
Like my drool when I said. Sorry.
Gross. So he makes it through Atlantis and all these places, and Cross Stitch attempts to thwart him by setting traps and creating monsters. It's like really unclear what Cross Stitch like got by falling in the cauldron. Like, all he wants to do is just fuck shit up now, and he doesn't really seem to have a clear end goal, like destroy the world or ruin my brother. Making?
What was the wizard making? That is the question. Where he is like his brew turns one of his gloves evil.
Yeah,
he's just making a potion,
or maybe maybe the secret ingredient is glove, right? Maybe it was like a it was like a love potion, but if you add a glove to love. That ain't love, baby.
No, I was like,
nobody say that to anybody ever. I'm trademarking that phrase, and nobody's ever allowed to say it ever again. Okay, just that was awful.
I liked my grandmother would make some pie, right? And the secret ingredient was a little bit of glove.
Yes.
So there's some like fan theories that the left hand was actually the one holding the ingredient that dropped too many things into the cauldron that set this all off. Like the sinister hand was
it was
set
evil beforehand, if you will.
Nature, not nurture, as far as your left and right hands go, sort of thing.
But the manual seems to say that just the wizard's not good at making potions, and he made a mistake.
Manual, great pun, guys. I love it.
Cross Stitch is just trying to throw things into the way. He's trying to make obstacles. But as you return the crystals, the hub world, like Spyro, sure, for example, like you have the Mario between the paintings, the castle.
Yeah.
As you get the crystals back, it slowly turns the way it was before the accident. So, before you get even one crystal, it's like red and hazy and like demonic. And by the time you get the last one, it's green meadows, happy times, like right out front of Mario's castle kind of thing.
Red's bad, green's good. Always has been.
Yep. Yeah, green means go.
Green means
red
go.
Means don't
go.
That's why Jamie doesn't drive.
Yeah.
All these don't signs all over the place. I don't know what I'm doing.
as Pliny once said, man must go. So
and to finish off the actual lore in the first game, there's in the end Glover fights Cross Stitch in an outer space themed realm and recovers the last crystal. I didn't actually watch the final boss fight because I kind of want to play myself.
Really hoping for that remake.
It does sound fun, actually.
Yeah. And the wizard's brought back to life and uses his magic with Glover's aid to purify Cross Stitch, restoring everything to the way it was.
Good.
Yeah. So
you said by the end of Glover 1, did we get multiple Glovers?
And I think we'll be able to find that out after the break.
After the break.
Oh!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, that was a great ad. I would buy whatever that was.
Yeah. With or without gloves, I'd handle it.
I just ordered I just ordered 5 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can't wait for them to get here.
And for me, for every thumb plus one
for me to then use them. 5 Squarespace is 5
NordVPNs.
5 NordVPNs. Yeah. 5
Raid Shadow Legends.
5 boxed meals.
5 keeps. I can grow hair on parts of my body that never had it, like my forehead and eyeballs.
Exactly.
They don't extra keeps.
They don't tell you about that about keeps. 1 keeps lets you keep the hair. 5 keeps, that's new hair, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's not your hair.
Yeah. It's a different color. You can just induce puberty with more keeps and over and over again, just constantly.
You're essentially keeping someone else's hair. You are taking hair from somebody else. Somebody else in the world is losing hair as a result of you buying 5 keep subscriptions. That said, it all sells more keeps, right?
So it's hair can neither be created nor destroyed. So you can just transfer it into your body.
The transfer of hair. Yeah.
That's why all the hair is leaving on my head and growing on my back.
It's just like you're absorbing it.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Tide.
So you asked about if there is a second Glover or a third Glover and so on. The second Glover was planned and it was developed up to 60 to 85% complete, depending on who you ask. And it got dropped.
Damn.
Yeah. Hands were out.
They really dropped the ball on that one, huh?
Hey. Now, we have suggested picking up the rights for Earthworm Jim, I believe, because those are available.
Okay. Don't remember this conversation.
Maybe grab Glover at the same time. We could just resurrect a bunch of fucking platformers from the 90s.
Someone bought it in 2018. I was going to finish the episode with to give it the open-ended, but someone's already on it. Someone's already on it, which I'm very excited to say.
Damn. All right.
But if you do want to play Glover 2 in the meantime, there is a ROM out there. The unfinished game is out there, so it's kind of buggy. It's not complete, but if you want to get a taste of that Glover 2 action, you can download it for free. You write Glover 2, it's like the first thing that pops up.
If you finish Glover and just simply need more, can't sleep at night, you can get help.
Yeah. Yeah. So before moving on from Glover 1, I guess, there's something really weird in the hub world. If you walk by, there's like a bird on a swing. And it's like a really weird looking bird. I wonder if I can grab a picture for you guys. Bird on swing, Glover.
I love the idea of you just typing bird on swing without the modifier Glover and sending us the first picture that appears. You know what? I'll pull that up.
All right.
Please. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is what you see when you walk by. It's like a kind of demented looking pink bird that's like looks like a Furby that's folded in half.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His eyes are all fucked up, too.
Not even sure I'd call him a bird. Bird on swing for me. You get a cute little love bird on a swing of beads, essentially.
I like that one. So yeah, Glover, by the way, there's lives and stuff. So even if the ball falls off of the platform, you lose a life, which is really frustrating because it's janky N64 controls and the physics don't always feel right and stuff like that. So if you do play Glover, that'll probably be the most frustrating part, is just working with the controller and getting the physics right and stuff. But this bird, there's this weird bird on the swing in the hub land. And when you walk by it, it is just straight up farting and belching.
Okay.
Okay.
Like not like a cutesy little fart, like just like...
Like, you know, like, the kind of fart your grandma would make, and a toot, if you will, that everyone would enjoy. Fun for the whole family.
You'd see this at the beginning, you'd be like, why the hell is that there? Okay. But then you might hit the pause button, and you might accidentally press a C button while you're in the pause menu. And you might notice that makes a burp or a belch or a fart.
Oh, is he playing a song? Play me a song, piano man.
He's secretly giving you the cheat codes for the game.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So if you heard your kid in the next room just like listening to farts and belches, hitting the pause button and then the scrawling of notes and things like that,
then
they're figuring out the cheat codes.
That's pretty cute. That's a very good idea.
Yeah. And it has the added bonus too. Anytime you can just pause the game and make the game fart a bunch of times. So you can just pause the game, look at your friend, and go, "Ah." Yeah.
I can't understand your accent.
Your accent.
So some of the cheat codes that are there, you can turn yourself into a frog. So one of the hidden levels, if you collect all of the cards in the level, you get a bonus zone for every level.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's like a Frogger clone level where you play as a frog jumping across, and you can play as that frog for the entire game if you want.
Some would say Glover would be a clone of Frogger if I was to hazard a guess.
So Hasbro actually got into the Frogger universe, and they made Frogger 2 on PlayStation at a later date.
Isn't it like a fucked up platformer where he's all like, he's kind of like a humanoid now or something?
That sounds vaguely familiar. I feel like I played that at my friend Ben's house when I was a child, who I haven't spoken to since high school. Are you telling me Glover exists in the Frogger cinematic universe?
Yes. it's Frogger 2 Swampy's Revenge, if anyone's curious. And I did play this version of it. He is kind of like taller and more humanoid, but he's definitely still a frog.
So's Kermit, and he stands up straight.
Yeah. Oh, what a guy, though.
Yeah, right? this is exactly the one that I've played before.
Yeah.
Of all Frogger games.
Yeah. Another thing you can do, I don't know why you would ever want this cheat code, but you can make the whole like screen that you're watching, like the whole game, just play rotated 90 degrees.
Okay.
That's well, I guess if you want to play on your side or something.
What if your TV was sideways? Bed? Right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you could turn your TV.
Back in the day, everybody, like, you know, in the 90s, you couldn't afford an upright tube. You had to get a sideways CRT because they were cheaper, right?
I wonder how many kids put this cheat code on, then rotated their TV and somehow broke their TV because it, like, fell off.
Yeah, yeah.
Smashed
the tubes.
I'd say at least five, definitely.
Sure.
I broke my CRT playing Halo 2 with Anthony while my parents were away on vacation. I was like leaning back on my bed, and I like pulled the controller, and it pulled the entire Xbox and CRT out of the casing and just fell. Bam.
Oh no.
I mean, CRT never worked again.
I mean, I blame Xbox for not having Xbox even had the controllers detached like 6 inches away from where they plugged into the Xbox itself, right? Like there was two fail points that somehow failed you, resulted in you breaking into
it. I was like 16 years old and stoned out of my mind and like wondering how I was going to explain this to my parents. They never found out. They never checked in on our CRTs.
Hey, sport. Just wanted to check in. How's that old TV doing, huh? You doing okay?
It's fine, Dad.
Another thing you can do is you can play with a fisheye lens in case you want your head to hurt or something.
Oh yeah, if you want to like shoot Glover as if you're a skateboarder.
Yeah. A fisheye lens using N64 processing on an old bent like an old curved screen CRT just sounds awful.
I mean, Glover could probably absolutely rip a tech deck.
Oh yeah. No doubt.
Skate 4, it's finally going to happen.
Yeah! Oh! That's what we should do. If we can get the rights from this other guy, we can finally give people Skate 4, but it's also Glover 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can play it as the ball instead of the glove, which I don't know how that would work if you could actually beat all the puzzles or what your moveset is as the ball, but that's one thing you can do. I guess you don't need to worry about the two parts. You just
not to be too philosophical, but like, is it as the ball? Like, do you ask, like, does it, am I being bounced or do I bounce?
I bounce
because
therefore
it's the same
I am.
Fucking input.
Bounce, I am. That's the second time we had it. I know.
go figure the Glover episode would get philosophical, right?
Oh, yeah. If you plan to play these days, like on a ROM or on the actual consoles, make a copy of your save file every so often. Because on the Frankenstein boss, there's a bug that if you die, which this is the hardest boss, and most people die on this and get game over, your save file can randomly be deleted. So be careful for that.
That's a great bug. That's the kind of bug, and again, I work in the industry, that's the kind of bug that introduced certification, which is just like people who make consoles like Nintendo now would just say, no, you're not allowed to release your game on our console if it does this thing. Like,
yeah, yeah. PS1 port, I just wanted to go over that quickly and reasons why you should not play it on the PS1 for all those people who are just stuck on their PS1.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It.
The graphics are brighter, more colorful, game itself way worse. The camera's like stuck behind you at all times and is like way too snappy to stay directly behind you, even when it doesn't lend to the puzzle at all.
It's so strange because they had twin stick.
Yeah, but not right away. I was gonna say they introduced the DualShock 1 with the twin sticks after the N64 did, so it was just a D-pad.
Ape Escape was the first game on PS1 to have the dual stick compatibility.
Yeah. Oh wow, there you go. And what year was that? 1990. Before my question is before Glover or not? Because you guys are both jumping at me with this, but I think the could be. Right? When did PS2 come out? 2000?
99. Is the year Ape Escape is a year after Glover.
Okay.
If
they had just waited, it could have been so much more.
Well, 99 is when Glover came out on the PS1, though, so
could have been a launch title for the Twin Sticks.
Yeah.
When did the DualShock 1 come out?
It came out with Ape Escape. It was like they came out together. It would have been the 99.
Okay. Yeah.
And did you know everyone who plays Ape Escape are more likely to be schizophrenic?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I wonder if that's been debunked yet.
Go figure.
Yep.
Go figure.
Yep. You do the study. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you have to prove me wrong. Yeah. About the vaccine
for
the
Ape Escape experiment.
You got the vaccine? What do you want this great country of ours to turn into Ape Escape?
Another cool thing they have on the PS1 that the controls are always displayed on the bottom left of the screen, taking about a quarter of the screen.
That's awful. I hate that.
You can't turn it off. And they change too. So when you jump, the option for jump on the controls is removed because you can't jump again. So basically, as you're pressing all the buttons, the list
it's
of controls
flashing
is going
on the right side of the screen.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh.
It's like when you do. Wow. It's like when you do like a benchmark test on a PC game,
exactly,
and there's a bunch of bullshit just like scrolling past the screen.
You have the debug script up essentially. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's playing Skyrim with the console open. Like
open, yeah.
And the levels are mostly all the same to their credit, but the physics are way off. So there's no difference between the ball types. There's no advantage to using like the bowling ball. The ball bearing is completely obsolete because the whole reason like
guns out.
This was rushed to publish, man.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And you can ignore like a bunch of the mechanics. You can just bounce over things that you had to do. Like some of the harder things. Like for some reason you're able to bounce like farther or something. I watched one where you could just completely skip the whole hard puzzle. So don't play it on PS1. Not that you were going to, anyways.
PC port or N64 version, Loreboys approved. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's like you wouldn't play it, but you might have played it on a PS1 emulator. Not that our fans would ever illegally download a game, but...
I hope not. I hope everyone acquires everything they own legitimately, just like we do.
Except for a car. Do illegally download a car. It's cool.
Yes, I would download a car. At least another one.
It's crazy to think that. I think there may be some of our listeners who have no idea what that ad is, because it feels like that ad is from 2000.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's a lot older. It was on DVDs when we used to watch DVDs at home, which...
Yeah. That's before Destiny's Child. People were stealing Destiny's Child albums, and this was against that, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, they never had a commercial. Tell them not to.
Yeah. It was also just on television, too, wasn't it? It was just like one of those, like, concerned children advertisers telling you, like, don't, like, stand up to bullies, don't let them tell, like, why be you when you could be me sort of shit.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Go outside and play.
Yeah,
don't you put it in your mouth. And then also, like, you wouldn't steal a blank was also, like, the anti-piracy one.
Yeah, you wouldn't download a car. You wouldn't download a woman's purse. You wouldn't download an anthropomorphized glove that was enchanted by a wizard to restore the crystals to the kingdom.
No.
You just wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah. You wouldn't download a hentai game on your computer. Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't. Sure.
So on to the future for Glover. So like I said, Glover 2 never came out. You can get the ROM. I think it's fine to play the ROM because since it was never released, you're not really stealing from no one.
It's abandonware, I think is the term.
Yeah.
I'm not giving legal advice. No idea if that's true or not.
Yeah. I think that's the term.
Probably
not say download the ROM.
Probably depends on the country. But if I was guessing in the United States, probably illegal. You're getting anything for free.
Illegal.
If you're getting anything for free, it's probably illegal.
Yeah.
It's on this website called tcrf.net, the cutting room floor, where it looks like their whole project is to take things that were never released and just like put them up for public access. And it's really easy to find on Google. It's not X'd out anywhere. I don't know if it's legal or not, but it exists.
So. It exists.
Yeah. That's some lore boys legal advice there. You should take that about as seriously as anything that we say is canon.
But like I said, so Pico Interactive, a studio that's known for buying old gaming property to work on new releases for abandoned series, they're one step closer to launching a re-release of N64 platformer Glover. They picked up the rights in 2017, and they tweeted saying, re-release is starting with Steam, finishing off Glover 2 on N64. That is the most immediate projects. Huh. That was in 2018 they said that.
I mean, finishing it on N64 has got to be the lowest budget project.
Yeah.
Because for sure the original Glover team was two guys, and if you're saying it's 85% done already, it's like, yep, finish that off.
Yeah.
It looks really cool, by the way, because you can see a lot of the game since it's out there, and you can play it. It's a lot more story-based than the original one, so if 2 comes out, we might actually have a real nice chunky episode.
Ooh.
It starts off like it reminds
can
me of
you Andy. Imagine a dense an actually denser Glover episode because they fucking finished it.
The beginning, it looks like Banjo Kazooie to me. Like you start off in sleeping in a hut, then you come out and you're talking to not a mole man but some other anthropomorphized creature, and there's
not
a lot of
squished Furby again, something else.
Yeah, I didn't look too far into it because I don't know how legal it is, but
yeah,
it looked like there's going to be a lot more ball types. Like there's a video of him bouncing on a mushroom. I don't know how he got away with that.
That's not a ball.
That's not a ball at all.
That's got a stalk and everything. What the fuck?
That's Glover, not baller.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not a baller, not yet at least. Although in the 90s, if there was a Glover marketing thing where he had like a big fucking
Space
gold
Jam.
Chain with a clock on it. Oh, yeah, dude, if he was in Space Jam.
Yep.
Ethan's struggling with his kitten right now. Probably very cute.
Oh, yeah. I broke the water
bottle. I just thought of another...
Oh, God.
I just thought of another hand that can beat up in the Hamburger Helper universe, too. The hand from Super Smash Bros.
Master Hand.
And Crazy Hand.
Yeah. There's so many hands. Can't even say crazy anymore.
What?
I said you can't even say crazy anymore. It's been canceled.
What about Crazy Taxi?
What about Crazy Train?
Going off the rails.
Sorry, Ozzy, you've been canceled.
Spits out a bat head. Aww.
Aww.
So they also went back to social media. Pico in December 2020, so not that long ago, just 9 months ago?
8 months now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess depending on how you count it. What stretch goals would you like to see on a Glover Kickstarter? So they're teasing for a Kickstarter. They want Glover only fans or whatever to get this thing going. And they're asking you what your kinks are.
Yeah, does he have fingers inside the glove?
Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just a wrinkly, shriveled, like sweating hand came out of there, like
Does he have like a mouth? Is it like a, I have no mouth, therefore I must Glover?
I think he has a mouth. You posted
no, there's just like two eyes drawn on the glove, because you know like Mickey Mouse's glove has like the two little black spots,
the dots on the back. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got a cute little smile. It's in the chat and everything. He's got like a little side.
Oh yeah, he does like, have a little lopsided grin.
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't see that picture. I saw the one with the squished bird and then Lefty or whatever the fuck his name was. Stitch.
We're looking at his sweet cheeks in that one. That's why I don't see it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, that's his palm muscles there.
stretch goals for me, I would like them to remove any kind of potential twin stick support that they had planned. That's like a good stretch goal for me. I would like to be able to beat up the Hamburger Helper mascot. kick the shit out of my own father in the game, if you will. and I would like...
Yeah. Glover returns to the castle blind, kills his father, the Hamburger Helper Glove, and marries his mother.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or however that fucking legend goes.
100% serious. I just want Glover re-released, tight controls, physics that makes sense, so you don't like you're not frustrating. Yeah, on whatever, just give it to me. And
oh, dog, six axis with the ball would be pretty good.
I don't know. I don't want monkey ball. I want the controls.
Yeah.
I hate
motion controls. I hate motion controls.
Yeah,
they are awful.
Really enjoying Odyssey. Hate that they added so many goddamn motion controls into it. And I get it. You have more. You have a much more robust control scheme by doing that. And most of the time it's fine. It's just when you need to do one specific thing that requires motion control, every single time I say to myself, boy, I wish this wasn't a thing. And it works so goddamn well in Odyssey. Like there's almost no way you could even fault the motion controls, but every time I have to do it, I'm like, my lazy neckbeardy gamer boy is just like, well, this is the worst. This isn't pure video games.
So Pico Interactive, they've revived like dozens of games. I looked at their list. I don't recognize any of them, but this is something that they do. I hope they follow through with it.
Do you have anything from the list?
I just googled it. I can just look it up again. I didn't recognize a single thing.
If you didn't recognize any, then I wouldn't have recognized any.
There's 40 Winks from 1999, 8 Eyes from 1988.
Sounds exactly like the other one.
Jim Power, The Lost Dimension in 3D from 1993, Iron Commando from 1995, Switchblade from 1989, Tinhead from 93, Brave Battles, like Radical Rex, Super 3D Noah's Ark.
Oh, I do know about that one. That's a Doom clone.
Okay. What? Super 3D Noah's Ark lore, when? Guys, oh yeah! Come on, this is
Jamie's next episode. Two weeks.
I mean, you say Jamie's next episode, but you're the only one with any kind of historical connection to this. Apparently, you know, it's a Doom clone.
It is Super 3D Noah's Ark. It's either the Doom clone, or it's the platformer where he can carry like a bunch of animals. Like it fucking, I saw it on like Screw Attack, like 15 fucking years ago. Like an angry video game nerd did a review of it. I think.
They also have regular old Noah's Ark if you're not ready for that 3D adaption.
Yeah.
It's a Doom clone, for the record.
I was right. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Sega Genesis, Barkley, Shut Up and Jam with Charles Barkley right on the cover. Okay. They got Jim Power and Mutant Planet. I'll take that one. I like that one.
Why is Jim Power the guy that they keep bringing back? That's two now?
Blender Bros for the GBA. They got a bunch of titles. But anyways, Glover would be if they can.
Also did not recognize a single one of them. Peter apparently recognized the Bible Camp version of Doom.
Yes.
Hey, it's all killing demons, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, Pico Interactive, P-I-K-O Interactive is their Twitter. So if you guys want to pressure them into getting another Glover out there, I'd sure appreciate it.
Hell, and the lore boy sent you.
I'm not going to go wade through that fucking trash that is Twitter, but if you'd like to get out there for me.
we know some of you guys are living in trash on Twitter, okay? So.
Yes.
And I am so happy to say that that has been the Glover episode, that it finally happened.
It finally happened.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We have been the Lore Boys. You can find us on Discord. There should be a link to most of our socials. I think probably still we're probably directing people to our Twitter on the social. We've talked about it a lot this episode. We're way more active on the Discord. So there's a link in this episode to the Discord. It should open your Discord app. If it doesn't, you might not have a Discord app on your phone or other listening device. Otherwise, you can go to loreboys.com/about to find all our contact info and all our links there. We would super appreciate hearing from you guys. See you guys in the Discord. We got a lot of people. I don't even know how many people we have at this point. It feels like a lot to me. I don't know if it's a lot to you, listener. If you aren't interested in joining the Discord, you can always send us an email, contact@loreboys.com. We will be reading emails this Saturday at twitch.tv/theloreboys. So head on over there if you want to see us getting probably a little bit too drunk for television.
Probably.
you wouldn't download a whiskey sour into my mouth. But yeah, twitch.tv/theloreboys if you want to see us have another mailbag episode. The last one was a ton of fun and ended up with us just playing Jackbox on Twitch with a bunch of people for like 5 hours. One of our shirts came from it, which is the PS2 logo with the words "Titty Make Me Immortal" above it. Still one of my favorites from the store, which you can find probably at loreboys.com/about as well.
Yes.
Peter, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Yeah, because if you're listening to this episode in the past or future, next Saturday is August 7th, 2021, if you want to catch us over on Twitch. The direct link to merch is tpublic.com/theloreboys, and then, of course, there is always @loreboyspodcast on Instagram if you want to do anything. I do check the notifications on Twitter maybe 2-3 times a month if you want to message us there. It's truly our least favorite thing on the planet, though, so maybe send us an email or hop in Discord.
Again, I've said it before. I think I said it in one of the sound checks. I prefer Twitter to Facebook, but they're both bad.
Yes.
Jamie, anything you would like to add to the dear listeners?
So, I just started a job at Twitter and Facebook, and I'd like to... I don't know, dude. I don't have fucking anything. Get in the Discord. That's where I'm hanging out. I was talking with people about stupid old Game Boy attachments today, like this booster for Game Boy, which basically looks like a mech suit you put your Game Boy in, and it has like a magnifying glass, surround speakers, and like turns your D-pad into a joystick. Anyways, get in there. There's lots of fun, nerdy conversation going on.
Very much the Gurren Lagann of the Game Boy attachments, where it's just a slightly bigger identical unit.
I love the idea that you were just going to plug your job. Like, I'm James Miller. If you like me, you could check out my job.
HR at twitter.com. That's where you can find me, Jamie.
I'm pretty sure that they'll know me. I'm talking to HR a lot, if you know what I mean. Thanks for listening, everybody. We do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys. If you want to support the show with your scratch, with your cash, with your moolah, with, you know, with an animate glove doing the international sign for money, which is squeezing your thumb and index finger together.
Anything I have, it goes directly to the Glover Kickstarter. So if you're donating to that, you're donating to the Glover Kickstarter.
One third of what you donate is going to that. Peter and I are both simultaneously donating to the Never Make Glover 2 Kickstarter campaign.
The entire show is Good Cop, Bad Cop, but only for Glover 2, basically. I do want to shout out our newest patron, William Heinen. So thank you very much for that.
Welcome, his name was actually William Heinen. Like, because then it sounds like Heine, which means butt, which I like. William, if we're wrong, don't at us, man. Don't at us.
Like next week, we like removed patronage. Just like reason called me William Heine. Like, oh well, you win some, you lose some.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's lines in the sand which I am willing to draw. Let me tell you, and this is one of them. No, yeah. Super thanks, William. Do appreciate it. Anybody else who wants to crunch at us as well? Loreboys.com/about or patreon.com/theloreboys. And then, of course, we do have Loreboys Prime. I forgot what it was called for a second. I almost called it Loreboys Premium, which I think we called it for a bit, one short summer. Loreboys Prime, it's been around for longer than Patreon was a thing. When Patreon was still a little sparkle in his daddy's testicles, we had Loreboys Prime still kicking around, okay? This week we are, okay, so I did say that we're part of, one third of your contribution to Patreon will go towards making Glover 2 happen. Two thirds of it will go towards making Glover 2 not happen. Loreboys Prime, we're all on the same page, okay? We agree that Hamburger Helper must be stopped. All proceeds towards Loreboys Prime will knock off one Hamburger Helper meal of choice. Okay, the first one that I insist that we take off is going to be the shredded newspaper Hamburger Helper. So shredded newspaper Helper, which is just you add shredded newspaper to a bowl of macaroni essentially. And I think that's an abomination and not against God. Noah wouldn't have saved the shredded newspaper when it came to his ark in 3D World Noah's Ark. And I think they must be stopped. Jamie, which of the Hamburger Helpers do you think should be stopped before any others?
Honestly, Asian Helper, dude, does not age well.
Okay, that is a fair and honest answer.
Yeah. I think we just got to get rid of that.
Like,
one,
what is it? Are they saying you should put Asian people in the food? Like, why is it? Why are all the other ones the thing that you add to the box? And this is just like Asian Helper.
Yeah, oh, well, the Americans, they're not going to understand the difference between the Asian countries, so we just put a little Oriental flavor in it, and then it's like, oh my god, dude, who made this decision?
I put a little man with squinty eyes on the box so they knew what we were talking about. Yeah,
they, like, redid the glove guy.
Just gave him squinty eyes and large buck teeth, a la 1960s Chinese caricature.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Hamburger Helper are bad people, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's them who are doing and saying these things, not us.
Yeah. Oh my god, that hurt my collarbone. I laughed so hard. Holy fuck.
And Peter, I you must think that one of the Hamburger Helper types is worse than that, so which one is it?
It was their early vegan option. Compost Helper just didn't help, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was like, take your plastics, the stuff that doesn't go in the compost, throw it into your macaroni. Like,
yeah,
find a new way to compost it.
Eggshells and dried leaves, just it's not that good. What?
I think Betty Crocker, who was like around in 1936, needs to brush up on her times, because that's who makes Hamburger Helper. Yeah. I just found out.
So. Betty Crocker makes Hamburger Helper. Yeah. Wow,
canceled. Yeah. Betty Crocker is out with the crazy. Just getting rid of it right now.
Officially canceled. You heard it here first, and I think that would constitute a Loreboys.
Loreboys.
with Betty Crocker. Yeah, with Betty Crocker.
My name's Ethan. If I was any character from It's Always Sunny, damn, dude, I might be Dennis. I wish I could say I was one of the other ones, but if I'm being honest, I might be Dennis, which sucks, right? Maybe D. I don't know. I still believe in my dreams, foolishly.
What's up, Boner? I think, like, on my best days, I'm a Charlie. On my worst days, I'm a Rickety Cricket.
I guess if I was any character from It's Always Sunny, I wouldn't mind being the snail.
Gail the snail. Wow, okay. That was out of left field. I've turned on the recording. I'm going to do a sound check, but I'm not going to stop talking about what I was talking about before, okay?
Okay.
When did Destiny's Child have four members? It feels like yesterday, like August 1st, 2021, when Destiny's Child asked all the independent women to throw your hands up at me, in quotes. That's a quote. Since the group announced their disbandment in 2005, do you guys know Destiny's Child hasn't been a thing since 2005?
2005? We were starting high school that year.
Yeah, Damn, dude. Damn. First year of high school. We were juniors or freshmen? Freshmen, yeah.
Yeah. My parents thought it'd be a good idea to give me a haircut and braces on the first fucking day of school.
Get it out of the way.
I mean, they gave you the ammo to be like, it's not that I'm unpopular because of me, it's the haircut and braces, clearly.
Right.
They gave you a coping mechanism.
I got straight teeth now, though. You do. Really glue up.
I got yeah.
glued
up. I mean, I work at the glue factory now. Okay, so four original members, apparently. Beyonce Knowles, we all know her and love her, who I've already called dibs on as far as which of the Lore Boys is which of Destiny's Children. These are your guys' options. Kelly Rowland, LaToya Luckett, and Latavia Robertson. Not Robertson, Robertson.
I want to be LaToya Luckett, because also it does sound like a good name for a ship.
I'm looking them up.
I won't lie, when I read them, I had a moment of FOMO where I was like, oh, I could have been LaToya Luckett. That's a good name. That's a good name.
I'm going to be, I could be any kind of like small to medium sized ship where you'd just be like, you'd be running away from home, running away from your problems somewhere on the east coast of the U.S., and then you and your best friend and the Polynesian guy find yourselves aboard the LaToya Luckett, set out to sea for two and a half years.
Exactly. You wake up with amnesia. You find out that you tried to kill an African or a French diplomat French Guinea diplomat. You got shot, thrown off the boat. You have amnesia. You uncover a secret government cover-up known as Treadstone, and you live your life from there, basically.
I'll be Kelly Rowland.
You're going with Kelly Rowland?
I'll be Kelly Rowland.
I
looked up photos of Kelly Rowland and also Latavia Robertson, and Kelly just seems like she looks cool to hang out with. She seems like she has like really chill vibes, so I'm going with her.
Kelly's also a good name for an Irish dude, so he could be the guy who is stowed away on the LaToya Luckett. Now we have our wailing smut novel that we can sell to middle-aged women in an airport. Finally. Mother, boil some beans and some tomato paste and some oil.
That sounds good.
Beans, tomato paste, and oil. Is that all you put in a bean salad? You put tomato paste in a bean salad? I wouldn't have thought tomato paste.
It's not so much a salad as like a bean side.
Okay. Saucy beans.
You know, It's the music that you're not supposed to hear. It's you flip it to the bean side.
I like beans and I like sauce.
It's like yellow beans. It's not like black beans or anything like that.
Yeah,
I've got many beans.
Yeah, I was picturing like a three bean salad with like feta and balsamic. You know?
Yeah, that's what Dara thought as well. I was like, no. It's like you boil. It's like yellow and green beans from my combined parents' garden now. And then a whole onion, spices, a little bit of parsley, and then olive oil and some water, and you just like reduce it down to like a nice side.
Okay, that sounds very tasty. Yeah. Now that I know what the fuck you're talking about, that sounds very good.
Black beans, tomato paste, and then just melt some margarine into it. That's what I'm doing tonight. My grandma had a great recipe.
Some of my fondest memories from being like real young is like walking with my mom to my neighbor's garden and picking the green beans fresh off the leaf and just biting into them. Oh man, those are good.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.